On this edition of Digging Into Agriculture, K-State Agricultural Research Center Director Bob Gillen speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about changes in Kansas crop production. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Friday, November 8th. This is the Post Podcast.
Bob is going to tell us something that's going to come as a shocker to a lot of people. Are we ready for this? Kansas, not the wheat state.
That's right. Not many of the general public, I think, realize that. You know, that's been our moniker forever. I guess it's on our auto tags and all those kind of things. But wheat is not actually the number one crop in Kansas anymore.
Well, it is dropped, and Kansas is a big, supplier of wheat, though, to the country.
Sure. Kansas is still the number one state in the United States for total wheat production. So in that sense, we are the wheat state. But it doesn't dominate the acres of cropland in Kansas like it did for decades.
So the last 30 seconds and 40 seconds we've been talking about this, people are going, what has taken over for wheat? And it's actually corn now.
Right. You know, if we just wanted to talk about inside our borders, we would say Kansas is the corn state. Corn is actually the number one crop in terms of total grain produced and in terms of total economic value. Wheat is very, very close second. And that switchover really only happened the last couple of cropping seasons.
You know, when I think of corn, though, I think of a lot of water, a lot of irrigation. And has something changed where this is now working out so we don't need so much water and irrigation?
Sure. You know, we're talking about these changes have occurred mainly over the last, say, 30 to 40 years. And the main reasons for that have been dramatic improvements in plant breeding and genetics of corn to make it much more drought resistant. And then no-till farming, which a lot of our advanced producers use in Kansas, which makes better use of moisture, stores more moisture, and then therefore allows crops to be grown farther west. And then of course, irrigation, which has increased, you know, dramatically in the western part of the state.
So we've got corn is number one. Number two was Milo, but Milo has dropped now to number four in the this week's charts.
That's right.
That's our weekly countdown. But a lot more diverse crops are coming about in Kansas. What would those be?
Well, you know, soybean is probably the one that's really become the major player because, say, 40 years ago, it was a very weak number four crop, and now it's actually a very strong number three. And at some point, you know, maybe come on par with wheat. It still doesn't have the acres wheat does. It is not nearly as drought resistant as some of the better dryland corns, but those are the big four. Corn is number one in the state, then wheat, then soybean, and then Milo. And as we said back, say 40 years ago, wheat was about 50% of the acres in Kansas, amazingly enough. Now it's much more spread between all four of those crops. And why that's a good thing, Mike, is that it makes more diversity. It kind of breaks some of the insect and disease build up when we don't have quite as many acres on any given crop, and it allows producers more flexibility too.
Well, here's something that I thought about yesterday when I was reading through these notes. Wheat is a lot of times it's like May, June that we're not really May, June, July when we're cutting wheat.
Right.
Now that it's kind of changing and we're getting corn's not always cut the same time. Is there kind of a change now in our whole economic cycle because of when we're cutting things and because there's less wheat and all of that?
Well, certainly we don't have quite as much of that, you know, major impact in the middle of summer. Wheat harvest is still a huge thing in Kansas, especially in western Kansas. But now those other three crops are more fall harvested. So you go corn first, then soybeans, maybe then Milo. So it tends to spread out the flow a little bit, spreads out the grain coming into the elevators a little bit as well. And it has kind of smoothed out the overall harvest through a longer period of time.
And then you, as a person from the Kansas State Ag Research Center, you talk with these other ag research centers across, I guess, the nation and across Kansas. Is there different, probably different styles? Is that one I want to use, or different variations of of these plants, eastern Kansas, western Kansas, like a different one that works better on the eastern side, one works better on the western side, for not just wheat, for all of these?
Oh, I mean, in terms of these four crops, sure. Yeah, sure. The wheat would be better adapted to the driest areas. Milo better adapted to the west. Corn more central and east, and also soybeans. But again, that's why corn has this major increase in acres, is because it's becoming better and better adapted all the way across the state. You know, there's a lot of corn grown in western Kansas that isn't irrigated. You know, it isn't all irrigated, I mean, and that's the main reason why it's up to almost as many acres in the state now as wheat.
But I know that your guys down there are working hard at it, and I've seen it for many years working at it, because if you drive along, you come off of Maine there, right along the 40 bypass, you'll see corn out there a lot that you guys are testing and have tested for many years.
We do. You know, because we're of our location, we still are focused quite a bit on wheat and Milo, but we are doing more corn work all the time. I think I'd just like to throw in one thing. If you look at 1980, the total grain, if you had to take all the grain of all the crops in Kansas, it was about 1,718 million bushels, excuse me, of grain. This past year, it was 1.5 billion bushels of grain. In other words, in those 40 years, the total grain produced in Kansas has gone up 100%. And I think that's a reflection of the science that ourselves and many, many, many others have done, and also the great ingenuity and adaptability of the Kansas farmer. But just think about that, twice as many bushels of grain in total produced as it was 40 years ago.
It's hard to believe, but I want to thank the farmers out there for all they do, and thank people like you that are researching this and helping the farmers out so that we can make all this happen and I guess feed everybody in the world.
Right. Well, we're just one part of a really big and a very successful system.